Today's show is being sponsored by the good people over at Audible.com.
They have audiobooks from the leading audio publishers.
What?
Broadcasters.
Huh?
Entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers.
Shut up. Say that again.
They have audio.
Shut up. No, I just said shut up. It's crazy. I don't like to be lied to. I have issues from when I was a child.
Listen, they have audiobooks from the leading audiobook publishers.
Wow.
Not only that, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers.
What?
Yes.
You know, you can catch
up on all the new books while you're on your daily commute.
It just sounds too good to be true. This is all through Audible.com?
And if you go to audible.com/Todd, you can start a 30-day free trial.
Shut up, Eric. I told you a long time ago when I met you that we'd have a good friendship. I don't like to be lied to. What?
All you have to do is go to audible.com/Todd.
I'm sorry I yelled at you. I feel very, very bad.
Well, that's okay.
You know the worst part? This was all ad-lib, but if you go back and listen closely, it sounds like we're reading a bad script. Audible.com/Todd. You're gonna love it.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd. If he says potato salad or swear to God. Those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you? You good? Oh, you know, I never know, like, what mood are you in right now? You're listening to the show. Are you in a funk? Are you... You could be in a chipper mood. You could be on the bus. You could be on your bike. You could be on a treadmill. You could be in your living room. You could be at work. You could be anywhere. You could be at your mom's house. You could be walking down the street. Walk down the street with the Todd Glass Show in your ears, and you'll go boom, boom, at a bomb, 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 and it'll put you in a good mood. Yeah, all right. Listen, real quick. First of all, don't 15-second forward. Hasn't this become our special place? Would you get a massage and ask him to 15-second forward it? No, you wouldn't. No, it's a good point, right?
That's a great point.
Sure,
I wouldn't do that.
No. This is a massage. I want to just remind you really quick. I mean, so quick. Number one, I'll be in Philadelphia with Sarah Silverman. I will be also in San Francisco with Sarah Silverman. I'll be in Denver with Sarah Silverman. Louis C.K. I'll be in Denver, and I'll be in Portland. As of now, they're the dates I'm doing with him. But what about Todd Glass all by himself? Helium. Let me tell you something. No bullshit. I consider it a vacation. I'm getting into Philadelphia 2 days early. I love that club. I love everybody that works there. It is pure joy for me. And I'm going to be there the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th of January. Todd Glass and the Todd Glass Band will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then Raleigh, Charlie Goodnight's. It's a Helium now, but if you live in Raleigh? Raleigh, North Carolina, the 16th, 17th, and 18th of February, I will be at Charlie Goodnight's. And again, just a great club. Well, you know, the Heliums know what they're doing. And then Canada. I did this before. Yuck Yucks. And I really had a great time. Chris James will be opening up all the shows. And I will be... Did I mention that Raleigh, North Carolina Helium was in February?
Yes, February 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Right. And then Yuck Yucks, February 23rd, 24th, and 25th. All right, enough of that. I know it gets a little bit much. Got the big Tosh.0 tour coming up. About 30 dates. All right, enough of that. Okay, so by the way, can I say something? John Doerr read this. Me and John Doerr have been having this running joke asking me when my special is going to be shot. And I always text back to him, "No, John, I already shot my special." He texts back to me, "I'll see you tonight." I go, "No, John, I'm always very patient." And he always texts back, "Oh, you can't get me, you trickster. I'll see you tonight. I wouldn't let my buddy Todd Glass down." Well, anyway, he read that on the Sklar Brothers show, and people started tweeting it at me. And can I tell you something to break the joke for a second? I love every one of you. You get the joke. The whole joke, no matter what I say, you find some way to be confused. See you tonight, buddy. Oh, if Todd's being this funny now, telling us there's no show, imagine how funny he's going to be tonight. It literally last night we were sitting around as they were coming in and giggling while we read them. So I love that you just, everyone seems to get the joke perfectly. It's like no matter what I say, it's like, "Oh, we'll see you tonight. Oh, you know, up in the aunties. I couldn't go to my mom's funeral, but I wouldn't miss your show." So I'm loving it. All righty. I think that's it. Is everyone following Eric Olson on Twitter? Well, you should be. How come I can't get this to go back? This is annoying. Sorry, everybody. I'm sorry for banging on the phone. I think that's it. Except that it's part two of Chris Farron. Right?
Correct.
Part two of Chris Farron. And then next 2 weeks, because I'll be on the road. I'll be on the road for a while. So today you're going to hear part two of Chris Farron. Then next week will be Lachlan Patterson. The week after that is basically a family show, which was a lot of fun. So that's it.
We'll see everybody tonight for the filming of your special?
No, I already shot my special. No. Listen to what I'm saying, Eric. I shot my special on November 5th, and it's being edited right now.
But can you get me on the list for tonight?
I already shot my special November 5th.
All right, I don't mind paying. You just
said... Okay, yeah, I'll get you on the guest list.
Thank you.
I didn't know how to tell him. So anyway, everybody, you're nice, you're special, you're kind... Enough already. What if there's someone saying, "All right, enough." Well, then you need it even more. Enjoy the show. Aristotle, you're great. John Brand Wagner, you're great. Duncan Carey, you're special and great. John Brand Wagner, you're great again. Eric Olson, you're great. Every week I go into that barn with great people. A lot of love, and I fucking cherish it. Why do I curse? Because you have to. All right? Did I forget anybody? Did I say Aristotle again? Okay.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, you guys did a great job on that song.
Thank you.
Wow. We even added a little bit of Aristotle on drums, JJ on trumpet.
Great. It was great.
Wow. Who did this version? Someone sent this into the show. Little trumpets.
Chris Farron, he's on the Todd Glass Show today.
All righty. Chris Farron. Would everybody like to do some yoga?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
All good? Well, I'd like you to start by not overthinking it. Okay. A lot of times people get to yoga classes and they're a little stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you have to do to be perfect at it is try. So what I'm going to ask you to do is a real simple thing. Everybody just take a nice, deep breath in. No.
Oh, stop, 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 stop. Perfect. I'll tell you what I'd like to do, because you know she can't, you know, rattle these people. They're idiots. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. Why don't... Boy, that was really good. Do you... Why don't we all take a silent, deep breath in this time? Okay, wait till I ask. And perfect. Just take a deep breath in. Everybody. All right, now.
Okay, that's really fun.
Teacher?
Yes?
What are you eating?
I thought about it even in the bit. I thought, look at me chomping on Skittles. How much of a dedicated yoga instructor can I be if I can't even stop using my yoga to not make me want to eat? I'm like, all right, everybody. Now, you say you can taste the flavors of...
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
No, didn't you?
I don't know if I said it, but I'd like to give it a try.
But on the first show, and by the way, because I'll get this out of the way, is there anything you want to promote?
Oh, no.
No, just go to your...
No, nothing.
No? Okay.
Nothing.
That's okay. You sure?
ChrisFerrin.com, I guess.
Oh, come on already.
No, come on. You asked me.
Hey. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
No, was that a little too much? Hey.
Oh, come on.
It gives you an inch. You take
all right,
a mile.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't say I want to give your whole website
out. Wait, no.
Wait. I need to download a browser.
Oh,
hey.
Come on.
Taking advantage.
Wait, no. I have serious.
Wait, he's taking advantage
no,
of me?
No, come on, Todd. No. I'm here because I like you.
Let my guys talk.
Time
you think,
and place. Yeah.
Time and place. It was a little pushy, you say?
Wait, you give him an inch, he takes a mile.
Thank
you. Oh.
What are you going to say about your website?
No,
can you give?
I wanted to
bring
talk
that guitar
about,
music back in.
I want to talk about something that's really important to me.
What?
Something that really means a lot to me, and that I'm putting myself out there. You know, a lot of people do shows for charity, and things like
that. You don't do charity shows, right? You said they're for nerds.
Well, on March 2nd.
No, didn't you say? Come on, didn't you say charities are for nerds?
No.
You didn't tell me that at a party.
No, that was me.
Charities are for losers. That's right. I'm sorry.
No.
You didn't say that?
No.
Because I remember we were at a party, and I remember you making that joke. You're like, somebody asked you to do a show at the in Brentwood, at the theater in Brentwood, and they said it's a charity. We do it for free. And then when they walked away, I could have sworn you turned to me. You go, oh, charities for losers.
No.
That never happened?
No. Was that me?
No, you said that charities for sucks.
I
said sucks.
Charity sucks. Charity.
No, I said for sucks.
For sucks.
For sucks.
For sucks. Like, all right, listen, I have a professional show, and this is not the way I run it. This show has been infiltrated from Russians. You know Russians are taking my show and making it not make sense?
Aww.
That's what's happening.
Well, they're taking it and putting it in order?
They're putting it in order. Oh, my God. What would that sound like? You know what he said? If you say, like, look, they're recording. I don't know. I don't know how much the Secret Service listens to this, but I'm going to go ahead and say this. There are people that have horrible thoughts when they think someone in office is not just someone they don't like, but when they think it'll force a good person to fantasize their death. You don't have to join
right
in here. I didn't say this, by the way,
if you're
no, I said
in
it.
The Secret Service.
I said it.
Okay.
And then you fantasize about it. But because you're a sane person, you understand it's just a fantasy of... But all you have to do is go back in history. Now, I know the difference is because history writes itself. So if you did something horrific back then, now you know when it was the right thing to do. But then you create a gray area. We can't be taking people's lives. I get it, because I'm a sane person. But it is silly to sit around if somebody was back around. I'm not saying they're the same. I'm just saying that there are times, can you think that, and you're not an evil person. Can just the pure thought of it, even though you would never carry it around or carry it out, can't the pure thought of it go, wow, I don't like that I would even think that.
Yeah.
That's what you deal with when you think something like that. If you're saying, I know I won't do it, that's out of the question. The fact is that I'm thinking about the scenario where that would happen. Don't I just dislike myself for that? But then I thought if somebody did that during Hitler, imagine in the height of Hitler and all the destruction, somebody went, you know, sometimes I think it would be better if he was dead. I know that makes me a horrible person. I know it makes me a horrible person, but I do. I just think with all the destruction he's going to do, I just think it like I just think it would it be better if he was dead? Now you're like, yeah, yeah. Would have been, but you can't be killing people. Look,
well,
I don't
unless it's
no. Do you say well? You're so afraid to put your name on this. But then you put it on a well. You're the guy they end up contacting.
No, I said,
the Secret Service is going to
come. Someone should kill Hitler. I didn't say well. That. I'll go on the record as saying someone should have killed Hitler.
Right.
I said well.
But let me ask you a question. What?
I said well.
You said well?
I was like, well.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry to anybody. I didn't do anything wrong. I anoint myself.
All right,
for,
it was me.
I knew it. I got you. Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't
no.
want.
No, I said the part where.
No, you said that, he said. Well, I'm not going to let you give the well, but I said well.
Right, but he's the one who said this whole thing.
Yeah.
Right? Are you admitting that?
I don't know. I mean, my well put a lot of weight into what you're trying to say.
It started on a conversation that we had in the house. I go, do you think that there was someone back then that went, I know you're not supposed to say this, but
see,
someone should kill Hitler.
Well...
And go. I know that man. And my favorite part of that is after you say it, to go, I know that makes me seem like a horrible person. No, it makes you look sane. But I'm not saying that's equivalent to
right
or right. I'm not zero ironclad. No fucking way am I. I get it, but it's just interesting to talk about the pure thought rattling through your head. And here's the experiment: can I do that in such a way? Does the Secret Service pay attention to everything everyone says? Because if they do, they'd hear this, and I would imagine they'd understand that it's absolutely fine. Or do I end up in jail for the night?
Just the night.
Well, I'll
write you a ticket.
No, seriously. Do you think I should edit this out is the question?
No.
Absolutely not.
I don't think the Secret Service listens to almost anything.
I heard they're great.
Uh-huh.
No, I did. I hear they get a lot of shit, but no one talks about what they do.
They do-do?
Do-do.
Nice.
He likes that. Right?
You know him from the podcast, In for Katie Levine, doing the production, if you know what I mean. Cause for 24 days we've been hanging out with Aristotle.
That's from The Vault. 24 days in. We play that again. That's right. This is 24
you
days.
You know him from the podcast, In for Katie Levine, doing the production, if you know what I mean. Cause for 24 days we've been hanging out with Aristotle.
Nice. Great.
24 days in. God, talk about a trip down memory lane.
Wow.
That was like four years ago.
Can I play something? Can we find Aaron Simons? You know the one, you know which one I'm talking about? Under the boardwalk? I think it might come up. Remember, take your time. I don't want you to get into an accident.
March 2nd in San Francisco. Yeah. I'm playing
Can
a
I
show.
Can I have the Skittles? Oh, where are you playing March 2nd?
The bottom of the hill.
Well, give us a place where people can go and see your show. No,
there's a lot.
No,
of hills
come on,
in San Francisco.
No, come on. It's
Wait,
a.
What's
it's
it called? They'll go. I know you're kidding around. Where should they go see you, though? I'll give you. Where should they go see you?
The bottom of the hill.
What hill?
All right, listen. Hold on. If you're gonna do a professional
March 2nd,
show, and you're gonna
it's
want...
in San Francisco.
What
okay,
hill,
great.
At least.
What's the name of the place? What's the? Give me the name of the venue.
Bottom of the hill.
That's what you want. There. They should just go to. It's an Abbott and it's an Abbott and spaghetti. Okay. So what are we were go ahead, give me that. So listen to this, pause it for 1 second. Aaron Simon calls me, emails, he wants to know if he could help out over the summer. He did a lot of good things. He edits, he was just good having around, you know, helpful.
Other than this rice incident.
Other than the rice incident, we've moved past it.
What's that?
Well, I can't talk about it.
Oh, come on. I feel left out.
Do you really want to know?
We all want to know.
Well, he came over the house. I'll tell it really quick because it got brought up again at his grandmother's house because I think he's still giggling at it. I go, it's not cute. I go, it's not. It's going to hurt your career. He came over this house once. I think he now believes it. If he doesn't, can I tell you the truth to George Carlin? If I ever think he thinks that I'm wrong about that, we're friendship's over. Because I'm so right. And whenever I have people around me, they're like, even his, I talk to his, what's your brother's name again? Sam and Aria. I thought Aria was like the patriarch of all your brothers. For some reason, he seemed like the one that should be in control. He should be in control. He should be in control. What's your 14-year-old brother's name?
Sam.
So I said, Sam, what would you... Wait, his name isn't Sam.
Yeah, it is.
Your 14-year-old brother's name is Sam?
His name is Sam Simon.
Oh, no. Sorry. The
14-year-old
one. My bad.
Aryeh. Yeah. Jesus. Sorry. He's so mad. He said he wants his... You know what he said the other day? Sometimes he goes on his computer and he tries to delete his followers. I thought that was... I don't think you should say that, Aaron. That's rude. He never said it. Anyway, just... What do I smell burning?
The candle? You do smell that. I thought I was having a stroke.
It smells like an electrical...
Oh, yeah, it's the heater. All right, listen, we're going to go up in flames. Anyway, hold on. I have a show. Hold on. Everybody come back. We're all good.
Rice. Rice. The rice story.
Yeah. So he comes over the house, and his rice doesn't come with his Thai dish.
Okay.
And...
Like an order?
Yeah, we ordered in. And to tell you the truth, look, there's a part, I don't know, maybe I'm bringing up an element of this that isn't necessary, but I think it is. And here's my point. Because at one point, it's not so bad. Let's say you had a friend that was doing that. You're all getting together to write. Just friends. There's all equal. All friends just getting together and writing. And the rice didn't come. You know, at one point, even with a friend, I would go, a close friend. I go, well, let go of the rice. Let's hang out. You get the rice. You eat your food. But especially when there's like he emails us an email and he's coming to see the show. And I had to make an analogy. Look, we could spend time going, oh, you have to think of an analogy where I'm reaching out to somebody. And let's say it's earlier in my career. I'm reaching out to Gary Shanley. You know what I mean? And I reach out and he invites me over his house. I end up going over Gary Shanley. It happens all the time with comedians. You know, you just bond right with other comedians, and that's how relationships grow. That's how Judd Apatow became friendly with Gary. They just started hanging out casually, and they appreciated each other. So he comes over. He comes over. I can't imagine. You know what? I'm angrier when I think about it with me and Gary Shanley, because I know iron fucking clad. We all know the answer. And it's not the person, Gary Shanley, being, it all makes perfect sense. That what a buffoon I would look like. Notice I let go of using polite words when I'm referencing myself in the story, even though I know indirectly I'm saying it about him too, but I'm sorry. It's just how it really comes out of me when I think I'm at Gary Shanley's, I'm hanging out at his house, and Judd gets me to go there. We all three go together. He goes, you're going to like my friend Todd. And the rice come, and no rice comes. I'm going to tell you the first thing I say, oh, I don't care.
The rice doesn't come.
It doesn't come.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, the rice didn't come with the dish. He had the dish, but he didn't have the rice. First thing I'm saying is, I don't care. And you know what I thought? So I'd lie a little. No, it's not a lie. Because I don't care. I'm with Gary Shanley hanging out, getting to, you know, do things that I don't normally do. Talk about comedy. Do fun things. The rice doesn't even fucking matter. And even if it did, I would hope I was smart enough to say it didn't. I can't imagine sitting there going, oh, I want the rice. Oh, and then Gary has to get on the phone and call the place. And then they come up and they're still not delivering the rice. 45 minutes later, the thing to say is, no, it's okay. I don't need the rice. You just alleviate that problem. You want to be easy.
Right.
No, he goes, but I like rice.
Wait, what did he get?
He got, what did you get? Red curry.
There is no doubt.
You fucked up, son.
There's no doubt that it would be better with the rice.
Absolutely.
So
we get that part of it.
I gave him some of my pad thai. I go, put this in there. It's thick.
No, and then here's the problem. 6 months later, he gets brought up again. Like, I thought he learned his lesson. I really did. That's all I want. And down the road, when you're teaching a lesson and the lesson to be learned, I know he gets it now. Just relax. He's over there, hand signals. He doesn't want people. You know why you're smart? Because you don't want people to think that you didn't understand that you learned a lesson from it. So you're paranoid, and you're rightfully so. He's worried that people will listen and think, no, I did. I do understand what Todd meant now. And I get it. And he does. But
the
I'm telling you.
The question then is, did you have fresh air?
When?
When you ordered this Thai food.
Oh, well, I'll tell you the truth. But even with that, I would imagine, yeah, you probably did. Yeah, you probably did. But I can't picture. Who's a musician you like? Unless you're trying to deal with feelings in the room, who's a musician you would really like to meet?
Oh, Conor Oberst.
The rice doesn't come at his dining room table. What do you say? Just role play.
Like, I don't care.
Oh, you sure? Oh, I feel bad.
I just know
that it's so much better with rice. You don't care because you really don't. That's the thing. It's like part of, remember what I said before, it's like just to be easy. No, it's like you don't care because to him, it was me, rice. They were both things he liked.
Yeah.
So I had to teach him a lesson.
In my mind,
that's why you hit him.
That's why I hit him. Well, you have to. I saw the movie
Whiplash.
Whiplash. You got to hit the people in the head with a cymbal. Otherwise, they can't learn any other way. Doctors have proven it.
In my mind, he's saying all this, and you just have like four big things of rice and are like, drop it. Yeah, I didn't order all this rice, but it's mine.
It's fine. I don't. I want it. You don't. You don't. You don't tell that part of the story. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. You're right. Thanks. Okay, pause it for 1 second. So he. This is what I wanted to say. He comes in, but look. I also say he was great. Well, he's only here because he's good energy. You know, that was him in the beginning. One thing. Ugh. And I know he hates when I talk about it, but you know what?
Well, Todd, just to before you end it, like, can you repeat what you said? Like, you asked him what's missing from your order, and then I'll kind of, like, role play what he said.
Oh, what's missing from your order?
My rice.
My rice. My rice. So... That's all I'm trying to say.
My rice is here.
My rice is here. My rice is here. My rice is here. My rice is here. So anyway, so he comes in and we meet him. He knocks.
Rice is good if you're hungry and you want 2,000 something.
A one for the money, two for the show, three. Let's take it in. Let's take it in. A quick edit. Let's do a quick edit. Bring his guitar in. You go. Rice is good if you're hungry, and we'll come right in with this.
Leave it in.
No.
Leave it in. I'll do it.
Leave everything in. Aristotle, because I can't laugh. I can't laugh the same way again. What did you say?
Rice is good if you're hungry and you want 2,000 or something.
You can knock me down, lamb and I do. I bop it, I bop all over your goo and I bop it. My name is Aaron Simon.
We all got him.
So Aaron Simon comes in, and he goes, yeah, he lives in Davis, California with his parents, and they have a carport. This is all true to George Carlin. They have a carport.
I believe you.
And they have a...
No!
Yes.
No, he lives with his parents, they have a carport.
Can you believe it? How lucky are they? You know what? You know why I don't worry about you? Because you're a moron. A guy like you is stupid.
No,
I don't listen to you. A guy like you is a moron. So anyway, what I wanted
to... Your paper's on fire.
I do that visual bit every time I can get a chance to. It's when I call the guest a moron, and then my notes are over the flame, and they start. There's nothing like getting called a moron from a guy when he needs to be helped.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he has a carport. They have a ping pong table underneath it,
mm-hmm.
and they have a Subaru. So next week, you know, to prove Joe listens to the show, this comes. All it's his life story, basically, over there in Davis, California. Sure. His whole family gathered around
when
listening
Aaron
to
Simon
it.
When Aaron Simon plays his favorite podcast.
They all gathered in the living room.
He sits comfortably in the shade to hear Todd Glass.
Picture him. Mom, I'm trying to listen to the Todd Glass show.
Dad.
You know, he's got his hands interlocked behind his head.
Playing ping pong in the shade. Sounds like pure bliss.
Oh, sure.
Under the carport.
Right.
He's got a Subaru.
Under the carport.
Ping pong tables, too.
Under the carport.
Chilling out in the
Can
shade.
I tell you something? I stopped this song because... No, why? Because I smell something burning.
It was your paper you lit on fire.
Oh, thank God.
I thought I was having a stroke.
Oh, to George Carlin. I'm like, I don't want to stop doing the show right now. And I smelled it before, and I thought, now I'm really smelling it. Now there's definitely, I'm ignoring something. Like, this whole building could be on flames on the outside, for all I knew, with the type of smoke I smoke. Under the boardwalk, you'll be having some fun. Hey, can you come over here and do the phone thing?
Oh, sure.
Do you have the Honda, the bumper on that? You know, Honda has that ad where they act like they help people,
Hello?
But they give them the shittiest things. It's like, and then they play the ad. I want to
get affordable.
Okay, so it's always like throw to something about affordable payments. You know what I mean? Like, well, we hope we made you be able to took. I mean, it will help. It's the first line out of here. This commercial is affordable payments. You know how they always try to make it like tie in, and now we'll give you affordable payments. I don't know. Do whatever you want. So they call people, and these are true commercials. And they give the shittiest things, Chris. They'll be like, yeah, we heard that you need new snow tires. And then they put them on national. You know, you got to give someone more than that if you're going to put them on national TV.
Yeah.
Well, we heard you need a piece of paper. You know, so we do it like this. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, is this Stephen?
These are, by the way, we're obviously what we're saying is different. These are literally the style of the ads.
Yeah.
These are what?
You have a real one?
No, we don't. We don't. We couldn't find one, but you'll hear them.
This is a real one.
Oh, yeah. Right.
These are all real ones.
These are all real ones. Thank you. Is that our producer?
Edit that in.
Yes.
Are you the producer?
Well, executive producer.
Okay.
Hi.
So, the sentiment of them are exactly the same. Like, the acting is 100%. Neither of us are overacting the way they do it. Just what we're saying is. Okay, so go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steven?
Oh, hi, this is Steven.
Oh, hi, Steven. How's it going? This is Tim from your local Honda dealer.
Oh, hi, Tim. How you doing?
Good, good. We received your email you sent last week.
Yeah, I mean, we got...
Would you like to explain kind of what happened with you and your backpack? You went back to school to...
I went back to school, and one of the patches fell off my backpack, so I need to get a new patch for it.
Well, we partnered with our friends over at Target to get you a 10% off discount your next purchase at their back-to-school sale happening this June through July for 2 months only. It's 35% off all of their great deals. Anyways, I've said enough about that, but do you think that would help you in getting a new patch?
That would really help me. You don't understand, especially with the holidays coming up.
Well, and they could put you on an
affordable payment with no down payment or 0.9 APR.
And they followed up with
the bumper. Do another one. We'll follow it up with a bumper. Good. Hello?
Hi, is this...
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Sorry, our phones have been shoddy all day. Anyways, this is Steven over at your local Honda dealer. Is this...
Oh, hi, this is
Terry?
Joe.
Joe?
Yeah, Joe Dirt.
Joe. Oh, Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt. This is David Spade.
He's come up with a good name. Do it again.
Hi, this is...
Hi.
Hello.
Mike, right, you're at the border. What's your name?
Yeah, David Spade.
David Spade.
No, I look different.
Hi,
hello?
This is Stephen at your local Honda dealer.
There
this...
you go. Hello?
Hi, is this John?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Hi, John. This is Stephen over at your local Honda dealer. How are you today?
Oh, good. I knew that you guys were going to call.
Oh, you got a heads up?
Your producer called me.
Oh, shit.
No, I was...
Oh, anyways. Hi, yeah. Anyways.
I've heard somebody really say that. Oh, expecting your call.
So we received your letter...
Yeah, I lost a piece of paper. A piece of printing paper.
Yeah, we heard about that. How's that affected you?
Well... I'm going to have to buy a new pack.
Wow.
One piece earlier.
Well, we partnered with our friends over at Office Depot, and we got you 5 stacks of new printing paper.
Get affordable payments with no down.
Oh, no, it's always the guy. Start over again. They're really heartfelt. You know, that's really going to make a big difference. Thank you so much at Honda.
Get affordable payments with...
And we'll give you affordable payments.
Anyway, I got a letter from the company, and they asked me to stop making fun of them. You know what? You know what time I think it is? I think it's time to play a game of Verbal Pictionary.
All right.
Do we have a jingle for that? Don't we have something for it?
What is this animal's...
Oh, there we go. I knew we had something.
Animal's lifespan. How old does the average one get?
I knew we had something for it. This one is good because it serves for a lot of purposes. How about if we play a little game, ladies and gentlemen, called
Verbal Pictionary.
Verbal Pictionary! Verbal Pictionary! We're going to play it. Is everyone ready to play Verbal Pictionary? This is what warm-up is in L.A. if you go to one of those shows. This is basically sort of what it is.
Yeah.
Are you ready more than you were when you said before? Come on, are you guys ready for it? When that person comes out here, are you ready to just react ridiculous? More! More! Go fucking nuts! Freak the fuck out! Jump up and down! Back to... This person that's coming out here, you are going to have to scream. I got to scream. Take your neighbor, punch him in the face. Start fights in the audience. All right, enough. Okay, here we go. Verbal Pictionary. Okay, so movie.
Is it a...
Movie.
Cats.
Sitcom? Movie.
Cats.
Movie.
Everybody loves Raymond.
No, hold on. No, we're not even there yet. Movie.
Oh, movie theater.
Movie.
Watching?
Movie. It's a movie.
Like a room?
Seats?
Older movie.
Dinner.
Older movie.
Oh.
Classic. Classic old movie.
The next Star Wars movie. 2018.
Classic older movie. Classic older movie. classic older movie.
Scooter?
Infinity War.
Animal
one.
House.
Oh.
Animal House.
Honda.
Animal House.
Honda.
Animal
Chickens.
House.
Chickens.
Honda.
No,
Honda.
No, listen. Old movie.
Helpful Honda.
New old car. New car.
Guys, guys, guys. Old movie.
New car.
My Prius.
Stop. Stop. Old, old
Merry
movie.
Christmas.
Well, give us a clue.
Merry Christmas.
Animal House.
Oh.
Old movie.
A helicopter?
Animal House.
Melting.
Animal House.
Belushi.
Animal
the
House.
Hospital?
Animal
the
House.
Hospital?
The movie.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
The movie, The Animal House.
The.
What was it?
What was that?
The Animal. It was Animal House.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why didn't you give
that
us
That was
clue?
Your fault.
Why didn't you
what?
Say
the clues weren't that good?
Guys, are you serious? Yeah. Okay,
why
let's
you
go.
Say National Lampoon?
See?
I love that you figured out a way to actually blame them for the... Oh, if you would have said National Lampoon, that would have been the best clue I could have.
Let's do another one.
Okay. You get it, right?
Well, totally.
Sure, do we have an intro for this?
Now.
Sure we do. It's, okay, I'm sorry. What do we have? Oh, I like it. Where'd you get this? You found it. I love it. It makes the show seem fun. I want the listeners to have this much fun. Go run around. You don't need me to say anything. Look at Duncan running around over there. Go run around your house. Go run around your house. Go make a salad to this music. With this, I'll shut up for a little while. Go do some stuff. Use it to do some stuff. I'm going to give you a minute of this music. Seriously, clock it to George Carlin. Clock it so you can go do something, but I'll give you some music to do it to. 1 minute on the clock. Seconds. Okay. 15 seconds still? What did you do with all that time?
I like the idea of...
Happy New Year!
I like the idea that somebody doesn't have the ability to listen to music, but they only have your podcast.
Well, that's what I like.
And they're like, oh, finally a song that we can just listen to.
Well, maybe they never thought of that. Maybe it inspired them. Like, maybe they did it. They go, actually, I did use that music, and I went and made some popcorn, or somebody made a sandwich, or got some ice cream.
Yeah.
And they're probably dancing around.
The only food-related things.
That's all people do. I want to play this.
The Skittles game?
It's so the Skittles game, yeah. But I want to play this really quick because somebody sent this in a while ago, and it was like they did a... Look, if you haven't heard Kevin Meaney do I Don't Care, there's just so many things in the song that are so beautifully don't make any sense. Like, look out, Hank. I mean, look out, Hank. Look
Mancini.
Out, look out, Hank Mancini. Here comes Eeny Meaney. I'm Glippy. Girls call me Pick. You know, girls call me Pluck, Pluck, Plucky. It's just a constant array of just beautifully, almost poetic silliness of taking these things and putting them together. And I'm not exaggerating how great it was. And I loved it. And so this guy did a parody of that. And sent it into the show. He tweeted it a while back, but I didn't see it. So, but you have to have heard his, but go listen to his. But I think most of our listeners have heard Kevin Meaney's. But he did exactly what I just said. You just take anything that's there for the offering that will rhyme with this and that, and that's here we go.
I was tricked. Mark Barron did this to me. I was tricked. I wasn't all there. Got too much fresh air. I was tricked.
He was tricked. He's done stuff to us. Ladies in Kentucky, you're sick to see what's sucky. He was tricked.
Pause it. Do you think it helps to know that he was tricked means? after I was on Marc Maron and
admitted
to my lifestyle. You think it's funny, John? my life is not a joke. To admit that I am that I like dudes.
What?
I'm fluid.
What? Like friends.
I'm fluid. I love the new. I'm gonna go right with it. You know why?
Have you tried therapy?
Not only am I not going to I'm going to aggressively start calling myself fluid because I'm so happy to have a new clean word. I understand it more than anything ever in my life. I like fluid from the day I heard it. And guess what? I thought, can I call myself fluid? Because I really do not. I'm not on the spectrum. I think everybody is, but I am. I'm not. There's no attraction to women. And gross,
zero?
Right?
Weird.
Zero, right?
But what about Tempe Improv?
That was nothing. That was somebody. I got.
Blowjob.
I got a blowjob.
Ew.
From a girl.
Ew.
Oh, no.
On stage?
No, shut up.
The Tempe Improv.
Outside in the pool area.
In front of everyone?
No. What are you?
The whole crowd came outside?
I don't know if I'm going to talk about this. So anyway, that I don't mind talking about. That happened.
If you want to hear more, buy Todd Glass's book on Amazon.com.
That's not on there.
Yes, it is.
It is.
I talk about it.
Hmm.
Because the joke was that I wanted everybody to, you know, be like, oh, I guess you heard about me and the girl at the pool. Of course, I spread the, you know, I told everybody every day just because I needed to get some good, you know, I'd seen him with a woman before. Yeah, get the word out. You know what I mean? Like, same thing happened when I was at the NACA conventions. I met these two girls, and they were really cool. And you know why they trusted me? It says a lot about, you know, overwhelmingly, people have pretty good instincts. Unfortunately, we hear horrific stories because, you know, the world we live in, the opposite can happen too. But the good thing is that overwhelmingly, people trust people's instincts and overwhelmingly have great experiences meeting new people and having a trust, inviting people over to your house and having parties. And they sensed that there was no that they were safe with me because they were. Because they were, you know, they were probably 21 and they were probably 20 or 21. I was at that time 28, 30.
Mm.
And they could tell that, you know. You know, they're safe because they were. But anyway, I slept at one of their houses because I had to come in.
Whoa! I slept at one of their houses.
Hey, wow. Maybe there is a spectrum.
Look at me. Look at girls are inviting me over. Just 8 hours right here because it works for me. That's how much I sleep.
Jerry Seinfeld from Seinfeld. Debbie Seinfeld. Hey, go ask Kevin Meaney. Nothing like invisible bikinis. I was tricked.
Hey, it's me. I own BJ's.
I got the name from Todd. He likes sports and also BJ's. Clearly those from Goyle's.
My mom raised me correctly. Treat free pussy like a Bentley. I was tricked.
What's the deal with people thinking that Todd doesn't like a pussy?
Wow. If you're a first-time listener, the show is not about, we don't talk about, you know, it's not of blue matters. Whew.
The green matters.
Yeah, or pink. No? Hello, operator? You notice I whisper it?
All the colors of the Skittles.
Okay, so yeah, the flavors of the Skittles. Can you bring them over? Yes. I can't tell the flavors. Who said they can tell the flavors? When we took a break, somebody did.
Aristotle definitely said.
Okay, so Aristotle, take. Let me see. Give one over here, please.
Take one.
Let me. I want to do it.
Take one.
No.
That's why I took them away.
No, I'm going to give one to you.
Oh, okay.
But you have to close your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We don't color, right?
Close your eyes. Hold on. I'll use my other hand.
Can I do it too? Give me one. Give me the same color.
Okay.
That you gave him.
Okay.
I don't feel anything.
Can I tell you something? I think maybe they're going to be able to guess. I don't want to let the audience know.
Did
I almost,
you give me the same
we're
color
We're now playing,
you gave him?
What flavor of Skittles is this?
I almost put, Now, time to play What Flavor's the Skittle? Oh, popular game back in the 20s when kids would put Skittles in their mouth. And guess what the flavor was? Mom sure loved it because it gave her a chance to do the laundry.
Should we put them in our mouth?
Yes, it's the America's favorite game. What flavor is
Aristotle
the Skittle?
Aristotle thinks he knows.
What flavor? I think he's going to guess.
Wait, hold on. Do you know what yours were? Were they the same kind?
Can I tell you why I think he's going to guess? I looked at it, and I could tell. But yet I think, I know it's a little bit of a cheat, but I thought it definitely tasted, but I think, well, I'm basing
you
it on...
You gave them both the same color, right?
And I had the same color. And when I tasted it, I go, that sort of does taste, but what? I was looking at it, so I don't know if I was cheating.
Yeah.
But I, what flavor do you think it was, Aristotle?
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, fuck, this is a lot harder, but I want to say it's green or yellow.
Ah, shit.
I was going to say green or orange.
Orange. Orange was my third, yeah.
Orange.
It was orange. It was
orange.
Want to do another one?
Yes.
Clear your palate. Oh, you want to try it?
I want to see.
Okay,
I'm
Eric is getting
one.
All the same color.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, everybody at home, you can play this game if you want. John, you want to do it?
How can they play the game?
They put a Skittle in their mouth.
But,
no, that's
of the one that you just gave us?
Oh, no, they have to do it on their own.
Oh, I know what that was.
I put it in my mouth.
Okay, did you look, anybody?
I might be
Duncan,
a believer now.
Do you want
now.
To do it?
Sure. Hold on. What colors are there?
No.
Stop it. I know what you're trying to do. Stall.
I think I know already.
No, I didn't really think that. Yeah, dare you. Okay, so all the colors? I don't want to go through all the colors.
Is there a red?
Wait, did everybody
wow.
get the same
that's
one?
That's a good guess, but you don't know until...
I got a grape.
Fuck.
Oh, it's either purple grape? Or red.
Purple?
Purple.
Red.
What?
Whoa!
Hell yeah! That's right. That's the kind of shit you'll see March 5th.
Oh, you
at the Bootleg Theater in Los Angeles.
Oh, you eat Skittles in front of the audience?
Yeah. Oh, well, I do. I don't even play songs anymore.
You don't need to.
Oh.
Okay, let's do it one more. Okay, so I put it in your hand.
Is everybody getting the same color?
Yes, they are. Even if they couldn't, I would remember. Aaron? Yeah. Aaron, I can tell he just wants a Skittle to eat. He's like, I want to play the game. Oh, okay.
Oh, I know.
Yes, you might.
Should I put it in my mouth?
And here's one, don't look. Yeah, I gave you a different one. Okay, so everybody's giving the Skittles. The only one who has a different
oh,
one.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah.
I think you do. Go
yellow.
Ahead.
Yellow.
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 Fuck.
What
it
is
might
it?
Be green. Damn it.
You? Why? Why are you out?
Because he just wanted to eat it.
You don't know what flavor it is? Wait, say that again?
He looked at it.
He already knows.
It's okay.
Is.
Oh. Everybody was right. I gave you a green one, so I feel completely different. You can
so,
taste it.
Yeah.
You might not get it completely right every time. It doesn't mean
there's
that there's still not
face.
There's still not some truth that you can taste the flavors, obviously.
Yeah.
Wait, let me try again.
Now I want to eat them.
I'm going to eat like five and see if I can differentiate.
What's wrong? You seem like something wrong. You think, what did you... You know what I thought? Like,
left.
You ate your Skittle,
well, no,
and you thought I'd be mad that, like, you didn't...
Eat them.
But
eat
what
them.
Flavor was yours? Yellow. You peeked at it?
Yes.
By accident?
Nothing in the bowl?
They're gone.
They're gone. All right. That's a fun game. Oh, Jerry Lewis is on the...
Oh, I have some questions for him.
Oh, you do? Play that other interview we did.
Have you ever thought about retiring?
Did you hear
Why?
This?
Was there never a moment?
Why? You got it. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
He's on the phone right now.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Jerry.
Why?
I didn't ask a question yet.
Okay, so Jerry Lewis is on the phone. Do you guys have a question for him?
Yeah. Jerry? Do you see the new Ghostbusters movie?
Why?
I think you would like it.
No.
Are you happy?
Not right now.
Why'd you agree to do this interview?
Because you have to say okay to some.
Mm.
Are you being an asshole?
I'm talking the way I feel.
Do you want to do this at a later time?
Why?
Well, you don't seem interested.
I am.
What was your favorite, the highlight of your career?
When my partner was alive. That's what he said for real.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, do you have any great stories
about him? No.
What's your favorite flavor of Skittle?
Blueberry, oh lady. Oh, I love that question. Lady, oh boy, lady. I'm going to have a purple Skittle. Oh boy, everybody, look, it's Jerry Lewis. Pay for.
So purple then.
Purple.
Starburst.
I'll tell you what. Nothing. You can knock me down, step on my face. I'll slander my name all over the place. You can do anything, boy, all of my blue.
You fell asleep in the middle of the song.
That's how much I get into my songs. Most songs, can I tell you? I said it before.
Most songs are annoying people. In the song, if you listen to the words, oh, I want you back, I won't be whole without you, leave people alone. Yeah. Most songs are not, if you break it down to what that person would be going through on the other end of it,
yeah.
It's someone, I'm sorry, you were always on my mind. Great, you were fucking other people.
Yeah.
And it's always somebody, I can't go on without you. Well, no, you don't. You can't place that upon other people. You have to go get help, especially when no one did anything wrong, when it just ended. You can't go write a song. Oh, I'm going to kill myself. Even just threatening that life will never be good without that other person. The sane person doesn't put that responsibility on another human being walking the planet.
Yeah.
And then they go write a song. It's even sicker than just saying it around your friends.
I agree.
By the way, there's
definitely truth in that.
Well, yeah. It's absurd truth, but it's like, I did listen to the words sometimes. Nobody ever writes a song that, doesn't anybody ever, they must have songs that are like, a healthy breakup. It talks about the pain, but also what they want it to be, and
yeah.
Doesn't have to end with the other person. We go listen. Yes. Weren't you going to say something?
No. Why?
Because I thought you were.
No.
What if you... I love that. See, can I tell you something? To George Carlin, it brings a giddiness out of me. Because when you're doing it now, I love it. And when we play the actual Jerry Lewis one, I giggle through the whole thing because it's so absurd.
Do you think he knew it was funny?
No.
He's just grumpy.
I don't look at it like, oh, can you believe he did it? It doesn't matter what he does. It's just a social experiment. I think Sometimes people, when I talk about stuff like this, they think it, I don't even, it doesn't, he's Jerry Lewis, he's who he is. You know, it's just interesting. It's like the most you could have learned about this guy.
Yeah.
If he would have answered the questions and gave it his all, you would have never learned more about him than him doing what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And if we care about people and what they were like, it shows why he was Jerry Lewis, and people thought he was a fucking weirdo. And he was talented, I think. I think some of the movies really were like silliness at its best. But then maybe I'm wrong about that too. But even if I'm right about that, that doesn't mean he couldn't have gotten the take yourself too serious disease.
Do you think he's always been like that and we just never knew, or he's become like that?
I look back at some of the old Jerry Lewis telethons, and I didn't know some of it back then, especially when I was younger watching him.
Of course.
So I didn't realize the cheese didn't. Now you get older, you go, oh, that's cheesy. That's not.
Right.
He's hamming it up.
Yeah, he's hamming it up.
Ham and cheese, sign me up.
One for the money, two for the show. A three to get going, now go. Don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Will you do me a favor and will you blue suede shoes? Hello, everybody. I'm Mean Wootin. I've been Mean Wootin my whole life. I love that name. Hello, everybody. I'm Mean Wootin. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Maine Wooten. Why can't I be Maine Wooten? Hello, I'm Maine Wooten, and I got a story to tell. I've been living like a liver, and my liver's gone to hell. I drink 2 packs of cigarettes and a bottle of beer. I smoke a half pack of da-da-da-da. I take my banana in a blunt. Damn, I was almost going. So anyway, why can't I be Maine? Is it Maine? What's my name?
Maine Wooten.
I feel like you're my manager, and you get mad when I don't say it right because you have it all figured out. And you're right, too. You're right. You're like, picture a guy who was like following.
Maine Wooten from right. Dan and Shoah.
Yeah, Maine. Hello, everybody. I'm Maine Wooten. Boom, boom. Hello, everybody. I'm Maine Wooten. I'm Maine Wooten. No, if there can be, seriously, though, if there can be Wayne Newton, if there can be Wayne Newton, why can't I be Maine Wooten? You can knock me down, step on my face. I'll slander my name all over the place. You want to play John Lee Colorado's intro song? Give him a little bit of a... He's going to be hanging out the rest of the show tonight. Johnny Colorado, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hey, Johnny. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
You look great.
Thank you.
You have a nice holiday?
Oh, it was a great time.
What'd you do?
Well, I went back home to Colorado, saw the family.
You went to see your whole family, went out to see one of Chris's shows?
Yeah. We saw Chris. He was great.
Yeah, you said you loved it. You said you were very, very impressed.
Thank you. I mean, I don't know if now's the right time, but...
Oh, sure it is.
Chris, would you be interested in joining JJ and myself on the road?
he's trying.
I could check my schedule. Yeah, that might be cool.
Okay, great.
Can I get your email address?
Yeah, I'll take care of it. Todd will hook us up.
Todd will put my people in touch with your people.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
figure
great.
Out the deal.
Johnny. Maybe it's good. You know, worlds collide. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, I think he would fit in nicely with our show. Yeah.
What would he do, for instance?
Well, he and JJ could, like, play guitar and trumpet respectively for about, I don't know, 90 minutes, and I could introduce them and close out the show, you know, do my job.
And what would we call it?
It would be the Johnny Colorado Show featuring, right. Well, because it used to be the Johnny Colorado and JJ Show.
Right, right.
But now it's two separate people on top of
right.
Me.
So you can't, well, hold on.
It'd be Johnny Colorado
hold on.
Featuring
Johnny,
JJ
Johnny.
And Chris.
So Johnny, okay. What would happen? You'd come out, they'd go, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Colorado, and you'd come out.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Yes, thank you.
Just so you know, you shake everyone's hand in the first row.
Thank you. It's lovely.
How long is it? How
it's
long
lovely to see all of you tonight.
Okay.
Welcome to the Johnny Colorado Show featuring JJ and Chris.
Chris Farron. You should say his whole
Chris
name.
Chris Farron.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then what happens? It's okay. And then he does
well,
that.
Well, yeah, then Chris, yeah. He does his thing.
Now, how long
he
do they play?
He sings songs beautifully,
how long
plays them on guitar.
How long do they do that about?
Well, I don't know. 90 minutes, more or less.
They do 90 minutes. So
we give people their money's worth.
Sure.
And then you come out and you headline and you what do you do, like another
at the
2 hours?
No, I come out like this.
How about a hand for Chris?
How about a hand for all of us tonight?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to the Johnny Colorado Show with JJ
Johnny.
And Chris Farron.
I thought he was not even going to include them. How about after all that, he goes, thanks for coming to the Johnny Colorado Show. The audacity. And you,
well, it was the Johnny Colorado Show.
Well, that is true.
People love the intros and they love the outros.
I'll tell you what, speaking
is there an
of...
an intermission
how do we split up the, like the wages, I guess, would be my question.
Yeah, that is a
I
good question.
I hate to talk shop. Like,
no, I don't mind.
Well, we previously discussed on the show, it's a 60-40 split between myself and JJ currently. I get the 60.
So JJ would have to share his 40%?
Yeah,
he
JJ
he gets 40?
Would it be 60-20-20?
I get 20?
How did you know, Eric? Have you been reading our books? Are you spying on our accountant? Of course it would be 60-20-20. There's me doing the intros and outros, 60%
show me
of the
intro again, because I forget. Like, show Chris what your intro is. Do it in real time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Johnny Colorado. Okay, you do
hello, everybody. Hello. Thank you so much for coming out tonight to the Johnny Colorado Show with JJ and Chris.
So then, they do an hour and a half of music.
Uh-huh. An hour and a half of music.
What do you do while we're on stage?
Well, I'll tell you what he does.
I take it in, and I appreciate it.
He takes
it
in.
So you watch.
Yeah. And then you come back out at the end?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for coming to the Johnny Colorado Show with JJ and Chris Farron. I hope you had a lovely night. Drive home safely. Good night.
And then you.
And can I set up? Can I set up merch, or do you have your own merch? To
well, we would have a group merch, so all of it would feature our three faces and names.
And is that the same?
Of course, yeah. 60-20-20, so on and so forth.
Great,
we could get into the nitty gritties later, but yes, of course.
Okay.
Can I tell you about Johnny? Maybe we have to talk to him about some of these deals off the podcast. But I think your heart's in the right place.
I don't see any issues, but okay.
He's so positive.
I'm simply trying to put on a good show, Todd.
I know, and I respect it, and
I'm
love
trying
it.
To deliver the customers what they're asking
you
for.
You asked me.
And they would like a lot of J.J. on trumpet and a lot of Chris Farron on guitar and
no, that's not the problem.
And
that's
to be honest, though, he could get any musician to be on the Johnny Colorado show.
That is
Thank
true.
You.
That
Eric is... gets it. It's an honor so to be part of the Johnny Colorado show.
So you've done this before?
Of course. Wait. I have to turn down calls from Jay-Z all the time. He's like, let me perform with you. I'm like, I'm sorry, I got JJ and Chris Farron now.
Right.
I'd love to have you on, but when two talented individuals such as JJ and Chris Farron.
Thank you.
I have the greatest show already. And of course, me doing the intro and the outro.
All right. Well, you guys can talk off the podcast.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. We'll discuss our business dealings further.
Do you want to do the thing? Didn't you want to do the one for the money thing? Did you want to do that? You were asking me while we were on break?
Well,
sure.
If I could be so bold.
Yeah, well, he'll do it with you. Put some reverb in his... I'll put some reverb in your mic. There we go.
So I said to him, maybe instead of yelling at him because you disagree, why don't you try and get along?
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the go. Get ready now, go, go, don't you?
Do some more.
Do another one.
Do another one.
So I said to the little girl, don't let those guys bully you. You're a good person deep down inside, and someday you're going to be better than all of them. So keep your chin up.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show.
Johnny, thank you very much.
That's funny.
Hey, Chris, can I do, because I could use, like, to sit back for 2 minutes and take a break, three minutes.
Yeah.
But I sort of want to have to do with the song you do. I want to, like, pick one of your, well, you know, you probably have something new I don't know.
Yeah.
Do the one you love to do.
Okay.
Okay? Now, how much reverb do you want?
None, please.
I'll put a little.
I'll do none.
I'll put a little.
Well, just none.
I'll do a little. You want a little? I'll give you a little.
It's your show.
I don't give
a shit.
So
none.
You know what? You're the boss. I'll give you a little, and we'll call it a day.
All right. I appreciate that. A compromise.
Do you want to use my mic so I can switch effects as you're singing?
No.
Neither do... excuse me? All right. So we're going to lower the lights in here.
Uh-huh.
I want always everyone to know what it's going to look like. You're good at home. I always hate to ask this on the podcast. I really do because I'm... it just feel like it takes us out of it a little bit.
Still married.
No. How long have we been going?
9:50. Oh. I thought you were going to ask what time it was. Mm. 2.5.
2.5? Wow. We're going to have to go in for the close. This is a double.
That's great.
Where did Aristotle split it? That's the amazing part. We wonder every week, is this on the first part?
Yeah.
Did this end up on the second part?
Can we play that game, where did Aristotle split it?
Where did Aristotle split the show? I think it's split. How many people think we're on the second part of the show right now?
I definitely think we must be.
I guess we have to
go in for the close.
Oh, you're right. I guess
I'm guessing.
I'm sorry. That was stupid of me.
He split it when JJ left, and you said split it here.
I guess maybe that would have been a good place. You can knock me down, step on my face, slander my name all over the place. You can do anything that you want to do, but lay off of my head and a boom, bam, boom, a boop, bap, batty. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, this is, hey. Oh, so you're going to do one of your songs?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go.
I shall go.
I'm going to turn all the house lights out. Give me a little background music as I set the mood of the room. I wish you could do it over there in that red curtain. But nah, you know, I feel like moving over there. I can tell by the way you didn't get up off your fat ass.
Okay.
Now, it's good. To tell you the truth, it looks good in the background, too. It's actually perfect for me.
Are you sure? I'll move.
No. I tell you the truth. Like, it's it's great background right now. It looks good for me. That's all I really cared about.
Okay.
So everybody off their phone, including you, Aaron Simon. No, I'm talking to Aaron Simon. Oh. Put it somewhere else. I do it the same thing. I always feel bad when I correct Aaron. He's so sensitive.
Are you trying to replace sensitive?
No, sensitive.
Oh, I just remembered. Did you know he got engaged?
He did.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Who did he end up getting engaged to?
His girlfriend, who I have not met.
I don't think I have either, but I'm sure that she's very sweet. Sensitive.
Cassie says I shouldn't talk about myself the way I do. Everyone is hurting, everybody's got a job to do. So let yourself be sad tonight, tonight. Tomorrow when you wake up, you'll feel fine, you'll feel fine. And if you don't, I'll be right here every day this year, holding up your head. Just remember what I said, baby, don't be cruel to yourself. I don't know where I picked it up, I don't know who I got it from. My mother always told me I could do anything and be anyone. So give yourself a break tonight, tonight. Tomorrow when you wake up, you'll feel fine, you'll feel fine. And if you don't, I'll be right here every day this year, holding up your head. Just remember what I said, baby, don't be cruel, baby, don't be cruel, baby, don't be cruel to yourself. Ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba 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 da ba 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 da ba ba da ba 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 da ba 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 da ba ba da ba 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 da ba 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 da ba ba da ba.
Whoa, little guitar noise. It's all right. That's awesome. Wow. I love it.
Thanks.
It looks cool in here, too.
Yeah.
No, I mean, with you singing, it was like it adds a layer of soul. It was really cool.
Yeah.
What do you think? I was just complimenting the barn?
Wow, okay. Great job. This
can I try singing
podcast.
That?
Yeah.
Let me try. Can you play that for me? Ba 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 da. Can I get some reverb?
Here, you want the guitar?
Yeah, give me the guitar. I'll play it. I don't give a shit.
You don't know how to play guitar, do you?
Give me the. But you want to do the song? Oh fuck! You guys are gonna give me so much shit. I heard that song one time. Throw me the guitar.
Oh, there you go. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Is that right? I fucked up the beginning part. It's all right.
I can't even do that. Oh, that's.
Oh, sorry. Oh shit.
That's okay.
That's why I don't want to do
it. Try
it
again.
That's...
Try it again. Try it again.
There we go. Let me just do the song.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you going to start?
Yeah.
Ba-ba, shabba, ba-ba. Everything is wrong. Ba-ba, shabba, doo-ba. Everything, I got problems. I got problems. Everything is wrong. I'm depressed and I can't take it anymore.
Is that
that's wrong.
What?
The guitar thing was wrong, but everything else was great.
Well, yeah, you hit a G sharp when you should have
every
a G.
Fucking time you mess up and you yell at me, I'm like, you motherfucker. Oh, you're gonna start playing? And I didn't mean to say M-fucker. I don't. That word does not sound good. Motherfucker. Why?
Nobody likes mothers.
That's the word you abbreviate.
Yeah,
yeah.
M-fucker. Yeah, I don't mind saying. You know what the truth is? I did mean that, although I get the humor in it. But I really don't mind. Fucker doesn't bother me. It's the mother part that I don't. Motherfucker just sounds crass to the ear.
I always thought it was funny when someone go, fucking A. Oh, really? A's the one that you have to?
Hey, fucking A. A. Hey!
We all get made somehow. Motherfuckers are out there.
Ooh. One for the money, two for the show, three to get known. But don't you put on my blue suede shoes. Everybody, you're going to be just fine.
For now. You,
just take one day at a time. You know what song I really like that, by, what was the group?
Boys to Men?
Beatles?
It's a good... Listen to this song. Just let it breathe for 60 seconds. Will you do that for me?
Across the desert plains, where nothing dares to roam, I taught you how to sing.
I'm not in the mood. You want to hear it?
No, I'm fine. Whatever you want.
Let's turn the lights back up a little. We're going to go in for the close. Oh, wow. I'm hungry. I got to be honest. Well, I could lie about my eating habits. The best is yet to come.
That's why I took
this. That's what I like. You know what? This is. I like this song. This is a good wedding song. Oh, no. That's not the one I wanted for. It's You I Like. It's You I Like. No, not It's You. No. It's the one. The Impossible Dream? No. This is what people need to hear. Maybe this is a good one.
To dream.
Right?
The impossible dream.
Think about the great things people do.
To fight.
Think about it. Let this song soak in, asshole. Give me some reverb. Please. I'm trying to create something.
With unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go.
John, you're an asshole for doing that.
The unrightable wrong.
John, not during the song. Seriously, stop it. Not even funny at all. Not funny at all. You're ruining a good song. And I hope your mother does listen to the show. John, stop it. This is a beautiful song. So.
When your arms are too weak.
That's gross.
That's gross.
It's not even funny.
It's not.
Oh, come on.
To reach.
Please stop it. John, I know what you're going for. I'm not a moron.
This is my quest.
John!
Follow that star.
Stop it! Stop ruining this show, John Brand Wagner! Let this song breathe.
No matter how far to fight for the right.
John!
Without question or
John Brand Wagner, I ask you to stop making those sounds right now! John!
We're trying to give people inspiration.
Stop it! Trying to use this beautiful song to inspire people. Please stop it. Please stop it. Please.
To this glorious quest that my heart will lie peaceful and calm.
John, stop it.
When I'm lit.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Please stop it.
On Letterman's show?
Yeah, would you? Would you do this on David Letterman if you were...
That one man scorned and covered with scars still strove with his last ounce of courage to...
Unplug the computer. Unplug it.
Wait, so he's making these sounds from the computer?
Yes.
Oh.
He thinks it's funny.
Hell yeah.
To dream the impossible dream. To find
the unbeatable. Wish I could end my show with this song. So would the audience. Wish it ended.
Now leave the Nerdist.com.
Todd, don't talk about yourself that way.
To dream the impossible dream. Here's the problem. To dream. If I just go blah, 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 that I can do better, but the words, these fucking words. Blah, blah, blah. Maybe it's not the words, too. Maybe it's everything. It could be the words and the
voice. Little mix of both, maybe.
Yeah. Well, what could I do, though? Help me. I want to do a song. What could I? I know my range. It's like, you're a singer. Help me. Find my range. What is it? Hello. Put some reverb.
I'm not.
How's my range here?
Okay, that's good.
Can I get some reverb? Hey, what would you ask me to do if you wanted to see what I could sing? Like,
Did you try saying red leather, yellow leather?
Red leather, yellow leather. 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 Can I join your band?
That's great. Yeah.
Oh my God! Is that all? How you guys?
Yeah.
It was a trick.
That's the audition.
That was a trick from Henry Phillips.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was that easy.
Yeah,
red leather,
you're in.
Yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. I want to join your band, and you need me for backup. How would you check it out if I was here hanging out with you? You go, oh, yeah, I'd love to travel with you. I could do backup singing.
Yeah, I would just need to hear you sing.
Oh, one for the money.
Hey.
Two for the show.
Hey.
What am I doing with my life?
Todd.
What?
You're a successful comedian.
Jerry Lewis is on the phone. I want to talk to him. Jerry, thanks for taking the call. What are you doing?
Why?
Just curious, how's Vegas?
Wet.
Are you enjoying yourself there?
Fine.
What is great about performing these days? What do you enjoy about it the most?
Money. Nothing.
Oh, don't go to Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever thought about retiring?
Why?
Was there never a moment?
Why?
Yeah.
Okay, what? Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
What are these people doing? Why not you?
This is to mock the guy laughing.
We're doing a feature on people who are still working in their 90s. Have you ever thought about retiring?
Why?
Was there never a moment that you thought it might be time to retire, or you would want?
Why?
He's on the phone. Jerry, are you there?
What?
What was your favorite show ever? What was the favorite part of your life?
When I was young and my friends were alive.
Oh, which friend do you miss the most?
None of them.
That's why it was funny, because he was literally doing stuff like that. Like, wait, if you're going to say that was the best point, what did you like best? When my partner was alive. Maybe that's true. Do you have a good story about him? No. I want someone to break it down why I find this so funny. Because I already start by saying the guy, I don't like if someone's a dick to anybody, so how can I like it? Because they're okay. They're interviewing him. They know he's a crotchety old fuck. They're not thinking they're going to get fired. They probably halfway through know whatever they have is beautiful. So there's nobody. So it's, you just get to see him for who he is without him treating anybody else like shit, which I'm sure he has in the past.
Yeah.
But in this case, you're not. So I think it's easy, and I just love it. Jerry, are you still there?
What?
How are you enjoying? What did you do for your 90th birthday? Did you have fun?
No, I ate.
Oh, what did you eat?
Salad. I don't like it.
Well, if you had to pick one of your old movies that your favorite to tell someone they should watch if they haven't watched, which one would it be?
The last one.
That's so arrogant to think he still got it. You know, like his last one is his best work in his head. Every movie got better and better. I never peaked or anything. Oh my God. What was that song that was like what's another song we had?
That's a long list.
Why?
Remember, it was like you even said it before. You said, "Oh, there's this one." It's You I Like. I like. Oh, this is the one you were gonna play before. Oh no, not It's You I Like. Oh yeah, that's a good. Let me hear that. Oh, I'm doing a shitty job.
Mine's better.
It's you, what?
Mine is it's not better.
Somebody sent this in because they loved yours.
No.
Yes. They did. This girl
sent it in.
This
is them?
Yes.
This is her singing?
She goes, "I was inspired. I hope I'm not insulting him by doing a cover of his cover." I go, "He'll love it." Oh, my God.
No.
This is embarrassing.
Mine's better.
No, a listener sent this.
Why?
Oh, they sent it in. They loved yours so much.
No.
Oh, come on. Let it breathe.
Mine's better.
Well, why does it have to be a competition?
Because mine's better. It's not a competition.
Well,
mine's better.
But can we let this... Can you listen to the theme?
Sure.
Can you listen to the song?
Sure, yeah. I'm listening.
All right. No, that's Aristotle. Tell John Brad Wagner to stop that.
Mine's better.
Okay, that's not the song either. And I don't mean to be rude, but I'm comfortable enough in front of you. Wasn't there another song... Yeah, let me hear it. Yeah, that's right, baby.
So through the 2, 3, damn, Hannah, come with me because you look so fine and I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Look, imagine Johnny Colorado's dancing.
Get your kicks, now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey?
Alrighty. Enough fun, right? You can't have too much fun. Chris, is there anything that you think I could do better?
Than me?
No, on the show. Like, you know what? Keep being fresh. You know what happened? Keep being fresh.
Keep it fresh.
Keep being fresh. Keep being fresh, young man.
Keep it Subway.
You know what?
Thank you.
Subway, I told him they need... I think someone said they changed... Someone's... What? What happened?
What?
Someone said they changed their wrapping, their paper. I said Subway needs to wrap their sandwiches in cool, brown, clean paper and have Subway burnt into it. Like, it looks like it's burnt into
right.
it. Why are you laughing? I want to hear, Duncan.
Just keep it fresh. Like, it's like the least intimidating, like, old person way of, like, trying to put down, like, a younger person. Like...
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, like
that's what I thought.
Scary about
right. Right.
It,
hey, stop crunch. Being fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I got my eye on you, and you're fresh means you didn't show him the respect that
right,
he thinks.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Don't be fresh. And fresh could be anything. Fresh could be like, you know, hey, do you want another? Would you like one of my cupcakes? My wife's. Never mind. I couldn't think of one.
Well, it's a one for the
money,
a two for the show, a three to get ready to go, get go, but don't you.
All right.
Wow.
What was the other song that we had? We had one more.
All right, I'll sing.
one week I'm going to make you to George Carlin. How about you have to sing next week? Well, two weeks from now.
Why, what's next week?
I don't know. This is 2 weeks.
We
I don't know what year it is.
Next week right
I don't
now.
Know what year it is. This show is so futuristic. It's like, whoa.
Oh.
What year is it?
This show's like set in 2017.
What year is it? This show is in the future. In the future, there will be more reverb.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get go, don't you, step on my blue suede, step on my blue suede, step on my blue suede.
Now leaving Nerdist.
All right, that's not how we're going to close.
Okay, great.
This is a professional show.
Because that would...
No, that was fine, Johnny. How you doing, Johnny?
Oh, I'm great.
Do one of your intros again. I always like to watch your intros. That's the best part of your show.
Thank you.
Let me hear a little bit of it.
All right. Anytime.
Ah, how did you...
Aristotle, how you doing? You... Let me shake your hand. Oh, yeah. Great to see you.
Love you.
Mwah. Oh, hello, everyone.
Well, everything's harder to do than you make. You make it look effortless.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm a true professional.
Thank you. I heard you went to Chuck E. Cheese with John Brand Wagner.
Oh, of course we did.
What did you do?
Well, we had a great time. We won some tickets. We ate some pizza. Wow. We had a beer or two. Don't tell Rosemary. Shh.
Oh, no. We won't. I don't think Rosemary would care if he had a beer, but...
Rosemary. Yeah, wow, Rosemary.
Rosemary.
Yeah, wow, Rosemary. Wait, is she calling in?
No.
I love how he tries to get in.
Rosemary, are you there?
John?
Oh, hi, Rosemary.
Hi.
How have you been enjoying the show so far?
Is Todd still there?
I believe so, Todd.
I'm here.
Rosemary would like to speak to you.
Hello, Rosemary.
Oh, Todd.
I love you.
No.
I'm going to hang up now.
You were supposed to be there 46 minutes
drunk?
Ago.
Okay, I'm coming over right now. We're closing the show right now.
Why?
Why what?
Who cares?
Make it somebody else instead of... let's get out of this bit being his mom. Make it your mom. No, why not? She's not going to listen. Hey, Mrs. Farron. Mrs. Huh? Fake Problems Farron. Isn't that her name?
Yeah.
No, Mrs. Yeah. Fake Problems, Chris Farron's mom.
Yeah, I named my old band after my mom.
All right, how's this week going for the close? Because I always say, you know what? Easy breezy. You know, maybe we could do a sing-along?
I would love to.
Would you mind?
I don't mind.
Did you have a good time?
Today?
Yes. Did you have fun?
I had a great time.
What do you think
Todd?
I
Thank
could
you
do
for
to be a better
me.
Host? Be
Come
honest.
On.
I'm wide open for suggestions.
You can plug his Twitter a little more.
You think I should plug your Twitter
I wish
more?
You said my Twitter more.
Okay,
I wish.
What's your Twitter's name? And I don't mean to be rude.
Chris Farron.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get going now, go get go, but don't you.
Okay.
It's kind of, well, sorry, not to be rude, but I'm just going to call it the elephant in the room. Aaron Simon has a sign right now that says, if you're mentoring Twitter handles, could you throw in my...
Oh, so disrespectful.
Come on, yeah, it's like a little disrespectful, like...
Oh, guess what him and his roommate do, Aaron Simon, up
Gross.
At college?
I don't want to know.
Don't even start, Todd.
This is a brilliant idea. To George Carlin, this is a great idea. It's on the line with my grilled cheese idea, and I go, how do you cook them? They have a little propane stove that you would take camping, and they make enchiladas with what, cheese? Quesadillas. Cheese quesadillas. Just cheese, right? They make cheese quesadillas, like, where at? Do you have to ask to go to a place, cheese. Or do you just set up, like, just quesadilla, you're right. Okay. Well, there could be a chicken quesadilla.
Well, then it's chicken and cheese.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Oh!
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 Oh.
What's
it called?
Hey!
The business is called Queso If You Say So.
It's called, like...
Brought to you by CISO.
It's called Queso. It's like it's a Mexican queso. If you say so.
That's funny because...
Queso, if you say so, queso. Don't you write a song about it?
That's
queso.
Funny because I have a business called Grilled Cheese If You Please.
Wow, that's even a better idea.
Hey!
Queso, if you say so. Put some reverb in my...
Queso, if you say so.
Try to give him some nice ads. Anyway, all right, so we have to close.
That's the ad.
I don't know.
You're going to like the way your queso say so. Say so? You're going to like the way you look with your queso and your shirt so.
Hi, Todd. This is Aaron over at queso, if you say so.
Oh, hi.
Hi. We got your letter about last week.
Yeah, I wanted to have a frozen burrito, but it looks like I'm short one.
Well, we didn't partner with anyone. We decided to just take this head on. We made you a nice, brand new quesadilla straight from our kitchen.
Thanks, queso, if you say so.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, three to get rolling.
Okay, we have to go in for the close. We really do. So I'm exhausted.
At Chris Farron.
At Chris Farron. That's his. At Chris Farron. I want you to leave and feel like you really got to really promote your whole kitten. At Chris Farron is the name of his account. Give it a listen and you'll lap at a boo.
I'm not coming back on this show unless I get 100 Twitter followers.
Okay. Well, you might not be able to Friday. Come back then. Sorry, we have to cancel this performance. No, you should. But I think what it is, a lot of people are not. Everyone has like, as the you know, has
I
something.
I can assure you, he has a hilarious Twitter account.
Thank you.
Well, to be honest.
He follows me.
I follow you, too.
Yeah, but do
what
you.
What do you mean, yeah, but?
Do you like it?
I don't read. I don't read any tweets. The only ones I read are when you press the
compliments about you.
The compliments about me. No, I'm actually. Why do you have to go
is
in
it,
like that? You know
come
what? You're
on.
Fresh. You're fresh.
I like being
you have a
fun.
You have a, no. It's not
I like
fun.
Having fun.
It's fresh.
I like fun.
You're fresh.
I'm fun.
Well, you're fresh.
I'm having fun.
You're fresh.
I came here to have fun.
Well, it doesn't like mean you know French? That person that exists in real life. I just say the way I feel. Shut up.
No fil. I don't have a filter.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, why don't you buy one and shove it up your ass? And then be nicer. And you know what? Let me change that around. Oh, I don't have a filter. Oh, well, you can have a filter and still be true to who you are. How about
we
that? That's
with
a nice
friends over at Brita and got you a filter.
Oh, thank you. A 20% discount off a filter. So how do you close the show? You get the guitar up. I'm exhausted. I really am. You need to help me here because we always go big on these closes. Do you know a song we could all sing along to?
Any of my songs, I'm sure.
Oh, you piece of shit.
I don't.
Do, 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 do,
is that what, is that me?
Yes.
How dare you?
You know the sad part is? I'm so bad at singing. You know the song I mean, and it's my one of my favorite songs that you do. Don't Die in This Hometown.
Oh,
but
yeah.
that's me if I had to try to tell you to do it. It sounds like I'm being disrespectful.
Right.
Do the part that I'm trying to do.
What about
just that part, real quick.
Is that the chorus? I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, he's reaching into a bag of buckles and bells. Yeah. I didn't think this song. What are you getting?
A pick.
Oh, Jesus. Well, have it ready. You know what it is with musicians? They like it's like when hold on. You can knock me down. No, when he used to come. Oh, I'm blanking right now, and I shouldn't. Leave your guitar. Jeremiah Watkins. Jeremiah Watkins had his sax. He kept putting it down, and then we had bits for it. He had to get it back up, put the reed back on. We're like, why don't we just keep that reed on and keep it up? Jeremiah, I don't want you to listen to the show and get upset, though. I still think you're great, and I hope you forgive me for talking.
And you're shaking your head no.
You think they're going to believe that?
Oh, come on.
They would never believe it because I'm not.
I liked the new Ghostbusters movie, Todd. Why didn't you like it?
Because
what is that symbol? Is that supposed to be a vagina?
I didn't see that. All right. I'm glad you're funny. You think it's funny to put shove the pick up your ass and then throw it at us. That's gross.
It is funny.
People are sickened by what
people
you're doing.
People like that.
You know what?
Most
not
people
a way
like
to,
that.
No, they don't. No
on
one
WTF, they liked it.
Oh, gross. What
the
do you
whole
prove?
Group
what
in
do
there.
You prove by shoving it up your nose?
That I can fit it.
You don't prove. All right, this is not going to be the way we're going to close. You know what I love? We're going to try so many things to close, and we're going to find something. It could have been that. We could have gone off. You did it. I did it. You did it. Oh, you're vomiting and eating it, but I didn't want to do that.
You could do a Beatles song. That's always fun.
Yeah. Do you know any?
No.
She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's a Philadelphia version. She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're Paul McPhilly.
Yeah, I'm Paul McPhilly. She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm from Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia. Yeah, I go to Wawa. Yeah.
Peace and love, you know.
She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, that's all I can do. Okay.
Can we do that song?
What song?
She loves you.
Yeah, but we don't know it. That's the problem.
We can do karaoke.
We could. Would you sing along?
Of course.
Are you okay?
Yeah, what? Do I seem...
Well...
It's like you don't like the Beatles.
What?
Like you don't,
no.
It's something
about
it.
Come on,
it.
They've got all the good songs.
You know, my friend told his mom...
I want to...
And I could name any of them. Just quiz me. I know everything about music. I'm a musician.
A friend of mine, John McFadden, told his parents, they were from Italy, so, you know, they might not be as familiar with modern...
A pizza pie.
Like, they wouldn't be familiar, how do you say it, with modern music or right. music, you know. So he, not modern music, because they were even oldies when he was playing them, probably, because this would have been in, like, 1983. So he told his family that he wrote a Beatles song, and they played it. And his version of it is, when I played it, they were like, this is good. Yeah, sure, they knew it was good because it was a Beatles song. But it wasn't, you know what, it could have been a Beatles or Bruce Springsteen. But it wasn't one of their popular ones. I think right. it was Bruce Springsteen. But later did become a popular one, and his sister heard it on the radio. She goes, you sang that song. He goes, it's so embarrassing getting caught, and you just still are arrogant as fuck. Well, yeah. At that age, you know, I didn't say it was mine, something like that, he told me. And now he is,
in prison.
In prison, singing Beatles songs. How ironic.
Oh, all like right. Charles Manson.
Yes, exactly. Same thing. All right, everybody. Well, go out and live it up. Live it the fuck up. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got the lyrics and everything.
Yeah, I need you to take charge here. Help me out, because I don't have the musical capability. That's I mean, we probably sing in the same. Well, are we about equal when it comes to singing?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, you're great.
I thought of this because I was listening to this the other day, and I was also listening to another record and realized I have the hits that you always play on vinyl.
Oh!
Ooh. I have a vinyl of Otis Redding.
Excuse me.
The hits.
Oh, I've got a record player. Oh.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I'll do it.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She says she loves you, yeah. And you know that can't be bad. Bad. Yes, she loves you. And you know you should be glad. She said you hurt her, so she almost lost her mind. But now she says she knows you're not the hurting kind. She says she loves you, yeah. And you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you, and you know you should be glad. Oh, she loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And with a love like that, you know you should be glad. And you know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her. Because she loves you, yeah. And you know that can't be bad. Bad. Yes, she loves you, yeah. And you know you should be glad. Oh. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you.
but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.